Thank you, James.
Rather long and complicated passage. I chose it because part of it is the lectionary reading for today, so that was very obedient of me, wasn't it? It deserves a whole series of sermons, but today perhaps just to focus on the main point of that passage, that Jesus is the bread of life and that we feed on him by faith. Jesus is the bread of life and we feed on him by faith. But final hymn, please. But maybe we'll just think a little bit more about that. Let's ask God help, shall we? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we confess that your words are spirit and life. And we pray that you would speak the words of eternal life to us afresh tonight for your name's sake. Amen. Are you hungry? Being rather peppy myself, actually. The refreshments will be available in the church rooms afterwards. Just turn right out of the door and follow the crowd through the storms, and coffee and biscuits or something will be provided. But are you spiritually hungry? Do you come to church hungry and expectant? To come to Jesus and his word to eat? Do you come with a healthy appetite? Now, when you're thinking, oh, crikey, this is going on a bit, or when you're thinking, well, let's try and eat up every crumb of this word. We're beggars in need of bread. And we come to the Lord Jesus empty-handed and ready to receive from him. It might be helpful to have that passage from John's Gospel open in front of you, page 1070. If you look at verse 24 there, you'll see that the crowds were searching for Jesus. A very good thing to do. And it happens that they search for him in the right place. But why are they seeking him? Why are we here? Have we come seeking Jesus? Do we seek him in the right place? And why do we seek him? Look at verse 26 and you'll see why these people were seeking Jesus. Jesus said, I tell you the truth, you're looking for me, not because you saw the miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves of the feeding of the 5,000 earlier in the passage, and had your fill. That was a great lunch, Jesus. Do it again. What's for supper? Jesus could be a brilliant get-rich-quick scheme. Now this is really helpful, isn't it? They could found a Canaan catering company, and their fortunes would be made. Yes, Jesus explains he's talking about bread, but heavenly bread, not literal physical bread that you get from Sainsbury's. Jesus' disciples and the crowd often seem confused on that point. Yes, Jesus is both like and unlike a once-twice loaf. So let's think about what that means. Jesus, the bread of life. Well, he's the bread that comes down from heaven. Bread from heaven. Verse 33. The bread of God is he who comes down from heaven. Verse 30. Jesus is bread that comes down from heaven. Verse 51. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Before all time, from eternity itself, Jesus was in heaven with his Father. Heaven is his true home, and he came down from heaven, became a man, and pitched his tent among us. For 33 years, Jesus went on a special camping expedition, a special mission in the canvas of human flesh that he still wears today. He is bread from heaven. And he's bread. Bread. Bread, not cake. Not the cake of life or the jam of life. Bread is a fundamental essential, isn't it? A staple. It's indispensable. It's not an optional extra for those who love that kind of thing. If this passage were written to the Irish, it would probably say Jesus is the potatoes of life. It's probably, isn't it? The Irish passion for potatoes. They even put potatoes in their bread. Or the Chinese would say Jesus is the rice of life. He's essential. You can't live without him. Bread is a virtual synonym for food, isn't it? And just as you're older in this, you know, we sometimes say meat when we meet food. Jesus is the bread of life, the very stuff of life. the bread of life. Verse 27, food that endures for eternal life. Life is a very big word in John's Gospel. He went through with a highlight of hell and marked all the references to life. Much of your Gospel would be yellow. Life in John's Gospel means both quality and quantity of life. Remember John 10 verse 10, Jesus says, I have come that you might have life and have it to the full. Kind of abundant, overflowing, maximum life. Life lived according to the Maker's instructions as it's meant to be. A new richness to life, the colours turned on. Life which begins now and goes on forever and endures in the face of death. Eternal life. Which Jesus says is all about knowing Him. John 17 verse 3. Now this is eternal life. That they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. Jesus, the bread of real, eternal life. Jesus is food or bread that doesn't spoil, verse 27. A little better there than fresh bread, you know, maybe warm from the oven. And it's best consumed on that day, isn't it, really? Next day it'll be a bit hard and dry, and then it's really only good for taste. And then it's only good for the ducks. Literal physical bread spoils rather easily. You know, like me, you sometimes come across something that's wrapped up in cling film in the back of the fridge, may have been there for months, got a rather lurid green colour. So even if we put it full of e-numbers and stick it in a can or the freezer, it doesn't last forever, does it? All food spoils, but Jesus is food that endures. Food that's always fresh and relevant. Jesus is never past his sell by date. There are all sorts of alternative kinds of food that people seek that they think will satisfy them. Money or sex or relationships or power or status or prestige or respectability or reputation or fame or drugs or alcohol or an easy life or education or qualifications or career or health, or fitness, or beauty, or pensions, or money in the bank, or owning their own home. But none of these things can really satisfy. All these things are like junk food. There's nothing wrong with burger and chips, but it's not the only food. If you make McDonald's your only food, you will soon be pretty ill, won't you? If you put any of these things first, they become idols that ruin us. And drive us away from God, who's the true source of life and all good things. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things will be added to us. Seek this other stuff, and it will be taken away from us. How stupid to go to burger and chips every night when we could have fillet steak. Jesus is the fillet steak of life. Eat Jesus, and you will never be hungry again. Jesus is bread that is never stale or boring, but never runs out. And bread that is freely available. Jesus' shop is never shut, his shelves are never empty. He's not offering us the possibility of a dry crust or two. He offers us an inexhaustible supply of the best fresh bread. I don't know how much bread you get from in your house. Maybe a couple of big loaves a week, something like that. Well, if we live until we're 80, that's about £12,000 on bread. But Jesus makes us a free offer. I will give you the bread of life. We pray, give us today our daily bread. We need it regularly, daily. We need Jesus. We plan our shopping, don't we? We make sure we've got some bread in and will it be stuff for the packed lunches? What endeavour do we make to feed on Jesus? Do we plan to feed on him? He is the true and ultimate manna which God feeds us. The food which will bring us safely to the promised land of heaven and the new creation. This world as it is not our home. We're journeying to a better world. And it's Jesus who can keep us going. He is the bread of life. We eat this bread by believing in Jesus, by putting our trust in him, and we can do so with gratitude, not with grumbling. To feed on him in our heart, by faith, spiritually, that he might nourish us to live for him. May God enable us to feed on Jesus, the bread of life. Amen. Going to sing out of our dependence on the Lord Jesus Christ, the hymn, The Lord's My Shepherd, which you'll find in the back of your service book. I think it's page 33. And during the singing of this hymn, there'll be opportunity to give to the work of churches together in Heathfield and Bristol.